podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another Team News video ahead of Game Week 15. I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself. It's Mr. Neil Rigg. How are you?
I don't think any of those things are true about me, but I'm very well, thank you very much. Yeah, not too bad. It's very busy today, it has been all week. This is the third of three game weeks, so we're back to some sort of normality next week, and then it all starts again the following week with another three game weeks. But we've actually heard, which is not always the case in December, we don't always hear from every manager before game week. We'll find that a lot more over Boxing Day. But we've heard from 19 of them out of the 20 in game week 15. There's only Arsenal left to go. So we'll bring you up to speed with everything we know so far.
I was saying earlier, the international break seems like a long time away, doesn't it, Neil?
Yeah, it does.
Right, let's get straight into it then. So we got, like you said, 19... press conferences to go, some interesting news from across the board. Let's start at the top. Let's start with the first game, which is Chelsea. What's happening with Reece James, Neil?
He's fit. He's fine, as we suspected. Yeah, as we suspected. I think we thought this might have been a tactical injury in order to give him a rest in midweek for a game that actually wasn't as straightforward as it seemed on paper. So he's all right. Still four men down, so they are Kante, Kovacic, Chilwell, of course, and now Chalobah, who's going to be out for probably a little while with a hamstring problem he picked up in game 14. Everyone else is fine. Jorginho and Werner were on the bench at Vicarage Road, didn't come on. Lukaku did come on. He was obviously on the bench there, and he was discussed at length by Tuchel this afternoon in terms of whether he can start this weekend. Obviously, he wasn't going to give anything away, but he's building up to a start. And the other only line of note was about Alonso. For the second game it running, there was a question about alternatives at left wing back. Still, the implication is that he's the first choice, which we assume and what we thought. But he was discussing Saul's possibility of playing there in games where Chelsea are on the front foot, where he hasn't got to do as much defending. And there's quite a few of those coming up actually in December after this weekend. I do think Alonso will start this weekend, but after that, we might see Saul come in for the odd start or someone like Hudson-Odoi. It might come in the Champions League, it might come in the Carabao Cup, but just be prepared, as with most Chelsea defenders throughout December, that there may be the odd benching.
Yep. There's a slight staticky noise on your end.
Is there? I wonder if that is the... let me try and move this higher.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
See if that's any better.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, nice. Good. Yeah,
I think nice. Maybe the fan.
Yeah,
maybe the fan on the laptop.
Makes sense. Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Okay,
now. Perfect. And how about at the West Ham camp?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, Ogbonna's long term. Cresswell's back in light training. He had a back problem. He missed out in game 14, but he's back in light training. He'll be assessed, and everyone else is okay.
Lovely. Newcastle, your boys.
Yeah, nothing new. I don't think from Howe this morning. He says a couple of bumps and bruises. Nothing serious.
Of course he did. Bumps and bruises.
Yeah. We'll find out if he's reverted back to type. Because he said this before and he's at Bournemouth. And then lo and behold, about three or four players are out. But we do have Lascelles and Richie back. They're back from suspension. And I think the only injury absentee is Dummett. Clark's suspended. He's got one game ban for being sent off. But Lascelles has come straight back in for him.
Yep. And how's Barnsley doing?
Barnsley is out for a little while. Yeah, he's out for a few weeks with a thigh problem. He's the only serious one. Barnsley, not to be confused with Bardo or Bardsley. Bardsley. Also, yeah, what did Dice call him? I haven't got the tweet to hand. I think it was Bardo. yeah, just to distinguish him from Barnsley.
Nice.
In case there's any confusion. He's going to miss out as well by the sounds of it. He's got a little niggle. And Adil Stevens has got COVID, I think, so they're following protocols with him, but everyone else is fine.
Right, easy. We're flying through these today. Basically, everyone's all right so far, which is a bit unusual. Southampton, Brighton next. Southampton?
Yeah, Southampton, it's just Stuart Armstrong, who's been joined by Bednarak on the sidelines for this one. Bednarak picked up a problem on Wednesday, I think, a calf issue. So he's out. I don't think there's any more. Let me just retrieve that. I don't think there's anything else, as far as I'm aware.
Armstrong.
It was this morning. Armstrong, yeah, Armstrong and Bednar, although only two is out. I've got it here. Yeah, oh, yeah, Fraser Forster. I knew there was a third one. He's a backup keeper anyway to McCarthy. He suffered a little bit of an injury yesterday. And he's didn't say whether he's going to miss this one out, but he's flagged as a doubt now. But he, as I said, he's very much backup to McCarthy anyway.
Yep. And Bryson, because we finished with 10 men, I believe, on the pitch, but to use all of our subs with various injuries and things.
Yeah, Lallana was the last one up, wasn't he? And he'd used all your subs and then he got injured late on. He's one of three injuries from midweek. Webster, and is it Sarmiento? I wasn't overly aware of him. Anyway, he's sort of Ecuadorian or South American or something like that. He's a young kid anyway. Bit of a surprise starter in was it Tuesday they were playing? Or Wednesday? And he lasted all of about 11 minutes and he went off. So three injuries. They're all going to miss this weekend while assessment's ongoing. So you think Duffy maybe comes back in for Webster. Potentially, they've also got Dan Byrne, of course. You'd think Lamptey comes in as well. He was rested, as predicted, certainly by us in the team news, because he is back from such a long-term absence. They were handling him carefully. And he was benched in midweek. Came on, got an assist. And Potter was implying that he's going to start again this weekend. So I think this will happen throughout December. They'll just keep giving him the odd benching just to make sure he doesn't overload himself. But you think he'll come back in on the right flank.
We are so much better with him on the pitch. So, it's a real like balancing act trying to get him on and, you know, not overdoing it. Sarmiento's interesting. Youth career with Charlton. Joined Benfica. Appearances of under-16 England, under-17 and under-18. And now plays for Ecuador. And we signed him from Benfica. There you go. A little bit of information about Sarmiento for you. I was surprised to see him start as well, but he's quite highly regarded. It sucks when a player comes in like that and then gets injured after.
Yeah.
Did you say 11? Was it 11 minutes?
It was something like that. It was very, very early on because March came on for him, I know, very early in the first half. So, that's a shame. But another one, when he's back, another one to add to the confusion, I suppose, week to week with Potter and his team selections.
Absolutely. Wolves next.
Yes, Ruben Neves is back from suspension. Daniel Pedence has had COVID, but they're going to assess him to see whether he's able to feature. I don't suppose he'll come back in. I guess it'll be a bench rule, obviously with lack of training being an issue as well. And still got the long-term ones out like Bolly, Mosquera, Johnny Neto, people like that. But otherwise, I think they're okay.
Yep.
Marcel tested positive for COVID as well. Was revealed after Wednesday, Marcel. So he's out as well.
Okay. And some encouraging short-term sort of comments from Jurgen Klopp.
Yes, this was about rotation. So we didn't hear anything new in the injury front. In terms of fresh concerns, Gomez and Keita are back in training, but will be next week before they're considered again. So yeah, the quote of interest was concerning rotation. So it is traditionally this time of year when most managers rotate, but Klopp especially is thrown some curveball selections in the past around about game week 14, 15. I put up a tweet a couple of weeks ago where Salah had been benched in 14 or 15 in each of the last four seasons, one of those two game weeks. But I guess it's slightly different this year in the fact that Liverpool's got a dead rubber coming up against, is it Milan, I think, in midweek, Champions League. Where they can afford to rest players there. So Klopp says this afternoon that they're used to tough schedules and this isn't the time to make plenty of changes, at least not at the start of December. He did throw a bit of a caveat in there to say we might look at it again towards the middle or end of the month when the games really are stacking up. But for now, he says he can't envisage there being seven or eight changes. There'll be the odd one or two, I'm sure. Maybe someone like Kanati in for Matip or Oxlade-Chamberlain in midfield. But hopefully, if we take him at his word, that means there's going to be few shocks at Wolves.
Yep. Nice. Watford next. Difficult game against Man City.
Yeah, no, Watford are badly hit. I think they're probably the worst hit team in the division for injuries in total. A lot of them we already knew about. There's been one new addition to that, and that is Adam Messina, who came off very early against Chelsea. He's going to be, I've now scanned on a find, he's going to be out for quite some time, I think. So they've got, on top of that, Foster, Saar, Nkulu, Etebo, Sema, and Sierra Alta. They're all out. So they're not, yeah, they haven't got much left. You've got a few places where they can rotate, maybe potentially midfield. Danny Rose will come in for Messina, of course, but Dennis came back, of course, and maybe he was flagged, and it did sound like he was quite a doubt for that match, but he played the full 90 minutes and scored again. So no reason to believe that.
Orange-flagged he was as well.
He was. He was 50%. I think Watford had put something out saying he was a doubt. There wasn't a late fitness check or might play. I think it was one of those 50-50 type flags. A lot of the flags are based on just like word choice, really, as far as I'm aware. So that was why he was 50%. But he turned out he was fine, and he came on and, yeah, lasted the entire game and scored, of course.
Yep. And over at Man City, because we saw some surprise omissions from the matchday squad, Gundogan in particular. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, three we didn't know about. Stones, Walker and Gundogan weren't previously declared. They all missed out. They're all fine, though. They're all being past fit this afternoon. De Bruyne as well, we assume, by Pep's word, because he said everyone's available bar Ferran Torres, who was just a long-term absentee. So this is where we earn our corn in terms of predict the lineups. It's been quite easy recently because he hasn't had many alternatives. Of course, midweek we had the floor swept from us because of the lack of updates on Gundogan, Walker and Stones, but it'll be even harder to predict who gets a start this weekend because everyone bar Torres is fit. And Guardiola said after the win at Villa that I think he said that Rodri and Bernardo, he singled them out, had been playing too many minutes recently. Of course, Bernardo was a big target for FPL managers recently. He also said he was undroppable 2 weeks ago, so make of that what you will. City at least have got, like Liverpool, they've got a Champions League game coming up where they can rest some key players because they're already through, I think, as group winners. So there's nothing riding on those games. So your hope really is that that the wholesale changes come in midweek rather than this weekend, because there's a few of them, City especially, who are really due a rest. Cancelo, Rodri, Bernardo, I think, just off the top of my head, definitely due a rest.
Well, your predicted lineup is where you earn your man, myth, legend status. Yeah. I guess the big question is, does Foden come straight back in? That's the question that people.
Well, he might. I think he might. Yeah, he didn't get any minutes in midweek. But his injury wasn't as serious as Grealish's, I think. Well, certainly kept him out for less time. So I do think he's got a good chance of coming back in. Same with Gundogan, same with Walker. Laporte's available as well from suspension. So there's a lot of options for Pep to chew on this weekend.
Yep, absolutely. Over to Leeds next. Some positive news for them. Finally, we hear about Bamford.
Yeah, the evolution is complete. He's almost back. So he played for the under-33s, I think, on, was it Monday?
Under-33s?
Sorry?
Under-33s, you say?
Under-23s, yeah. Well, that's what it should be. Like, some of the players featuring in the
under-23s are definitely true.
Under-23. So him and Aylin both got minutes. I think Aylin was first half only, and then Bamford was the full 90. So he's obviously in decent shape, we hope. So they're both of those are likely to be involved, according to Bielsa. He did sort of go on to say that there's a difference between being injury-free and fully match fit. And traditionally, he has eased players back in after injury. I suppose the one thing about Bamford is that they have suffered without him, without a striker up top. It's been Roberts latterly, but then there's been James before that, Rodrigo, Gelhard got a game as well. So they've been putting up patch together front lines, really, without Bamford. But he'll be back in the squad anyway this weekend, I'm sure. And then it'll only be a matter of time before he's back up top. So I think that's it in terms of injuries for Leeds. I think they've just got Robin Cock on the sidelines and that's it.
Yep. And how about Brentford? Easy one.
Yeah, Thomas Frank says everyone's available or should be available who was in the squad last night. So I think the longer-term ones are still out, like Zanka, David Raya, of course, and all the other red-flagged ones. I think it's non-in, non-out for Brentford.
Just pausing it there quickly just to say, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like the team news stream if you're enjoying it so far, and also subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, you can catch us live on YouTube at 3 p.m. on Friday. if you'd like to. I didn't do one for the last game week and got in trouble from a few people. Neil threw me under the bus as well, which was very kind of him. But yeah, we do normally have one of these every week going into the deadline. So your source of team news can be found right here. Right, into United v Palace then. Yeah, some interesting stuff about Ronaldo because, yeah, there's been a few reports he's tweaked his hamstring, not to alarm people too much, but it looks like Ralph was more talking about tactics in his press conference.
Yeah. Yeah, this is always a problem with opening press conferences when they're getting a new manager. Very few times we'll get a question about injuries because it's always about what you're going to bring to the club. You know, have you met the players, etc. And there was a lot of interesting stuff from Rangnick about his mentality, his ethos. He was talking about how he shapes the system or the tactics around the players and not vice versa. There's a lot of talk about him bringing in this high pressing game, but obviously he's trying to maybe assuage fears that the likes of Ronaldo couldn't fit in his system. Mm. He praised them to the rafters, saying he's the fittest 36-year-old he's ever seen. He obviously hasn't met me before. he said he's complimenting him on his second half last night. Yeah, so there was no injury announcement. And we know that Varane and Pogba are still out. Varane almost certainly, I think Carrick said he's going to be next week. Wan-Bissaka missed out with a hand problem last night. Shaw was still out with a head injury. And Cavani was still absent with a tendon problem. But yeah, the big one is Ronaldo. So I've seen hamstring reported. I've seen knock reported. He sprinted down the tunnel, which makes me think it wasn't a muscle problem because you would not sprint off the field of play in at lightning bolt speed if you had a damaged hamstring, I would think. So I don't know what it is. It could be fatigue. It could be cramp. Could be just a knock. But I'll look into it a bit more this afternoon. There was nothing in the press conference. And I haven't seen anything on the Man United website either yet. But we'll just monitor local press because that's our best chance of getting something now before the deadline. So maybe just hold fire on your Ronaldo transfers for now if you were thinking about getting him back in.
I mean, he had just sprinted on that counter-attack, didn't he, for United? Like, he had gone the full length of the pitch and he was blowing and then they took him off.
He sort of, I don't know if he pulled up, he sort of bent over, didn't he? And he was kind of, I don't know if he looked like he was having a muscular problem. But as I say, he then ran off the field of play upon being substituted. So it can't be that serious, whatever it is. But we'll keep an eye on it anyway and we'll see if we find anything, we'll be tweeting about it later tonight.
So I'm guessing we've got no news on players like Shaw.
No updates. So anyone who was flagged will stay flagged. I mean, there could be, I'm not sure if there's an embargoed section to come, which might come tonight, but we'll see.
The only one that knew is probably Carrick and he's gone. Ralph's probably just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even know their names yet, let alone who's fit and who isn't.
He hadn't met the players yet. I think he was going to meet them in training this afternoon for like a recovery training session. So he probably doesn't even know himself.
Yeah, absolutely. Palace, any news for them?
Palace, I think MacArthur's still out. I'll just double check on that. Anderson's the one I saw. He has been assessed on a day-to-day basis. See if he's all right. He's got a hamstring problem as well. So I think it was Vieira's assistant who took the presser this morning because Vieira had to nip away on a family emergency, I think. And they said it couldn't say for certain at this point whether Anderson's going to recover in time for the United game. Has been a big loss for Palace. I think there's no surprise that they've struggled at both ends, really, because his distribution is as valuable as his defensive skills. So he's going to be assessed, I think. And I think MacArthur's still out, but it sounded more positive on him. And I don't think there's anything else.
Which is good news for Gallagher, because without MacArthur in the team, it seems like he's playing a really deep, really, really deep, wasn't he, in the last game?
Yeah, it's been noticeable, hasn't it, the last two. So, but I think I'll look into that more. I think it sounded positive on MacArthur. I'll try and get the exact quote later on.
Yep. Spurs next.
Yeah, Conte has just been having his presser recently and said that there's no new injuries from last night. Romero's still out, Lo Celso's still out, but Lo Celso's going to be back in training after Norwich. Otherwise, I think we're all right.
Has Romero had that scan? Because it was like a week wait for a scan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he has. And I saw Alistair Gould, who's the Spurs journalist, saying he's not going to be back until 2022. do you know, that's just a month away, but
well, yeah, gonna, certainly not going to be. Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, playing any part of the Christmas fixture. So that's a good, what, 6-7 game weeks ruled out of the equation. So he's not going to be back this side of New Year's Day.
Yep. And Norwich?
Norwich, Rashica's out for 3-4 weeks. And Campbell's back. He had a, he wasn't affected by COVID. It was one of his close contacts. So he had a, isolate while he produced a positive test. So he's out. He's back. Rashica's out. Zimmerman's still out. Sam Byram is not match fit yet. And we've got one more to go on Norwich. And I'll just find it because there's somebody else. It's been a hectic morning. It's Norman, who was red flagged last game week, and he's still out. But he's had injections in his pelvis. So he could be back for game week 16, but he's not going to be back for...
Injections in the pelvis does not sound particularly fun.
No, it doesn't. You've got to be very, very sure of where the needle's going in that area as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Need the pros to do that. Villa?
Yeah. Villa, yeah. Bailey's out for quite a while, it seems.
He's just permanently injured, isn't he? He's so much talent there.
He is.
Him and Ings.
He had 20 minutes against Everton where he looked like an absolute world beater. Yeah. And then he injured himself in that game. And he's had a few since. And now it's his quad again. It's his thigh. So he's going to be out for a while. They're already without Trezeguet, who's nearing a return. Traore is still out as well. Ings, are going to give him every chance to recover. I saw Gerrard say. So he's out in midweek with a recurrence of a muscular issue. But he's back to, I think, 50% flag now on FPL. Matt Target, I didn't see anything from Gerrard, certainly not in his in the transcribed quotes on the Villa website, but I have seen media reports suggesting he's still a doubt. He came off with a head injury. And I think I've just seen a quote from Gerrard saying he'll probably struggle for this game. So I'm not sure if it was concussion. I think it might have been a concussion sub, but I'm not sure if he did a sustained one. If he has, then he's definitely out. Because it's a 6-day protocol. So yeah, I've just seen on the Athletic, they said that Gerrard's claim that he's going to be a big doubt for this. So could be Ashley Young maybe at left back.
Yeah.
And then a couple of new players, Wendie maybe back in for Bailey further forward.
Yep. And some interesting news from Leicester as well.
Yeah. Tielemans is nearly back. So is James Justin.
Wow.
So that's good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what price he is now, but he was. I think we discussed this last week. He was such a good buy last season, and
down to 4-4. They
really. I'm not sure what he started off at. Was he five?
He was 5. Who was the 4-5? The 4-5 was Fofana, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's 4-9 Justin now.
Leicester's kept one clean sheet all season, so I think he'll be certainly challenging for a start straight away as soon as he's fit. It probably won't be this match. Rodgers was saying that it'll likely come too soon, I think, for him and probably Tiedemann's as well. But they're both back in training anyway. Pereira's still out. Of course, Fofana's still out. He's the other one who's red flagged. Madison was mentioned by Rodgers. I saw two different types of reporting on this from local media. One saying he's definitely going to be fine. One saying he should be fine. Of course, where there's a should, there's generally an FPL flag. But I have seen a quote since from Rodgers transcribed on their website, and he says he will be fit to play. So he's not leaving any
issue with his glute.
His glute, yeah, and he's had this before, I'm pretty sure. I think this is a recurring thing with him. So based on Roger's comments, if we're taking him at his word, then he's going to be all right. And he's talking about his impact on the game and his recent form as well. So I'm assuming he's fine. I guess the next question is whether Vardy's going to start. Again, for the third time in a week, because we thought he might get a rest against Southampton, and he played, I think he played the full 90, didn't he? I think he did.
Yeah.
And here we are again with a third game in a week, which he hasn't done in a while. I don't think he's done that all season because he's generally been rested in Europe, but at least he's got the extra day. It's a Sunday match. If it had been a Saturday, I'd have been more concerned, but we'll see if he goes again against Villa.
Because I would have thought Vardy misses out in the week, and then maybe Madison misses out the weekend, because Madison hasn't completed, two lots of 90 minutes all season. Now he looks like he's going to get three with a glute problem.
Yeah.
And because you can't bench Vardy and Maddison in one match. So, yeah, interesting to know what he's going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. And the more points you drop as well, the more sort of the worse you're doing in the league, and they drop more points against Southampton, and then the more you're more inclined to play your best players and then risk them perhaps picking up an injury. But if Vardy doesn't get a rest in this batch of fixtures, I think it's safe to assume he'll definitely get a rest in either 19 or 20, because there's 2 days separates those game weeks.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of players. It won't just be Vardy. There'll be stacks of players getting rested between Boxing Day and the 28th.
Yep, absolutely. And our final fixture is a nice easy one, because we don't have anything from Arsenal at the moment. So it's just Everton.
Yeah. Yeah, just on Arsenal. Arteta gave a press conference last night after the Man United game. That'll have been embargoed. I don't know when for. That's the only thing, because Arsenal's playing on Monday. So it could be tonight. It could be tomorrow night. It could be Sunday night. So it might be well after the deadline before we get any kind of fitness news. Although the fact that it was given straight after the game probably suggests Arteta hasn't got any fitness news anyway, because he'll not know.
Hmm.
Saka came back in that, at least. The only absentees we know about are Xhaka and Kolasinac. As for Everton, they're getting better. It's getting slowly better. They've been hit by injuries for a while. The only players who are definitely out are Calvert-Lewin and Davies. Possibly back is Yerry Mina. He is back in training. Andre Gomes is back in training as well. So similar type of thing. Solomon Rondon picked up a hamstring tweak, I think, or strain in the Merseyside derby, and he's going to be assessed. But Binnington says he's feeling better, so he's not yet ruled out.
Lovely stuff. Neil, that is it. That is all the fixtures done. That's your team news, everyone. I will add some timestamps onto those just to make it easier for everyone. You must be knackered after all these press conferences today. You can't even go and rest. There's a deadline tomorrow. You've got to get back to work, Neil.
I've got a long way to go. Yeah, I've got to write up all the team news tabs and all that kind of stuff. This is just the first of many game weeks in December as well. So by the end of it, I'm going to be absolutely wrecked.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we appreciate all your hard work. We'll see you next week for team news. And thank you, everyone, for watching and listening.